Yo. Hey. Can you hear me?
You listening to
Hashtag W-A-W. What a week.
Yeah. What a week.
Welcome to another edition of Wow, What a Week. So, our part of the world has gotten quite wet and cold these past few days, but our guests today could very likely excite and warm up parts of your anatomy, from your ears to, well, sections below. Are you curious? Keep it connected and join us. Welcome back to Wow, What a Week.
This is
Wow,
What a Week.
What a week. This kid really kicks.
Welcome to This Kid Really Kicks Ass, where we spotlight people under the age of 35 that we find interesting. Now, many participants in the culinary world can get you salivating just by looking at what they do. Our next guest, who is from that arena, has proved that she's able to get people's juices flowing in more ways than one. Proving that to make an omelette, you've got to break a few eggs or barriers. Everyone, sip your tea, don't mind the sugar, and please give a warm welcome to the creator of Cooking with Nonsi, Nonsi Kilelo Mumalo. Hello, Nonsi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Fish. I'm good. And I see people are wearing jackets, but outside it's very warm.
Is it? No, but also, where now you live in Finland.
Yes.
Where in winter, I would die. So this cold weather that we're dealing with for Wena, it's like a nice warm day in Finland, right?
Of course, it's a beautiful weather.
You were nervous when we met. Why? Like, you were like very, very nervous when we met.
I think even now a bit, because I don't know if it's a perfect word if I say I love you. And yeah, I don't believe that I'm here with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to pinch myself when I go home. Even when I woke up, I was not nervous about being interviewed.
Sure.
But just that it's you, you know.
Aww.
It's different. But
do, yeah. Do I say thank you?
I don't know.
Or do we bring out the chicken and the cucumber and do a lesson in the kitchen? Now, before we talk about Cooking with Nonsi, talking about your social media fame, let's go back to childhood. Pregnant in grade 11. What happened there?
It was my first time having a sexual intercourse.
So you got pregnant the first time?
Yes.
You?
And it was actually not even in the house. It was
sure.
In the back of the room, because we were at my friend's house.
Mm.
And we were not committed in a relationship.
Sure.
We were more of a friend.
Mm.
And on that day, I was curious. And the father of my first child is quite older than me, so he was more experienced.
Sure.
Maybe we did it 2 minutes.
Mm.
And after a month, I didn't see my period. The second month, I just understood that I was pregnant.
Mm.
Yeah. And yeah, at first, some of my friends said I should do abortion, and
sure.
I went through with it too. We even booked an appointment.
Mm.
However, we were very late, and we thought that we were going to book for the next day.
Sure.
But through that night, I just felt like I would just drop out of school and continue with the pregnancy, which I did. I didn't go to school for like 3 months.
True.
And after that, I was very smart. I think I'm still smart.
Mm-hmm.
The teachers will see me and say, "Why did you stop?" And I would tell them I'm pregnant. They begged me to come back, and I went back at grade 9.
Mm.
I mean grade 11.
Sure.
And I passed. And right now, my son is 14 years old, amazing, beautiful boy.
Sure.
And I'm happy I kept him.
Why was it important for you to go back and complete high school?
Because I grew up without my parents.
Mm.
And I grew up with my grandmother, and it was very rough when I was growing up.
Sure.
I've always knew that education is something that no one can take away from me.
Mm.
And working hard as well.
Sure.
So I had to go back to school, and I was so proud. In my family, I was the first one to have matric to complete.
Wow.
Yes, and it was a big achievement. It still is until today.
Mm.
Yeah, so I'm still proud of myself. I went for it.
And then in your early 20s, you meet a Finnish man. How do you bump into this older dude from Finland?
I had friends that were were dating or seeing or fooling around with international people. Yes, and I worked in some restaurant where I met my ex-husband. And we spent maybe 3 days with him, and then he went back to Finland. After that, he asked me to visit. I applied for visa for three times for a year. But he was looking after me financially at the time. And then we saw that we couldn't get the visa, so we just decided that we get married.
Heaven, just like that.
We discussed it, but at first he didn't pay any lobola or anything. We just went to Home Affairs. I didn't even tell anyone, my family, just my two friends who were witnesses at the Home Affairs. Then I went overseas. But what made me want to go there was that education was for free, and at that time my parents... people that were my parents, which is my grandmother at the time, couldn't afford to pay for college, and I had my matric. So I was like, why not? Education is free. And my ex-husband was financially okay. Then I went there.
Dating an older man, the pros and the cons.
Yes.
Because what? He was 49, you were early 20s.
I think I was 22.
22.
Yes.
Pros and cons of dating older or marrying older.
He was not my first older guy.
Okay.
When I was 19 years old, I dated a 63-year-old.
Why?
I met the first older man when I was with my friends at the restaurant. There was one friend who was working at the gallery, and my... I don't know if I should call him ex-boyfriend because he's so old. My ex-partner.
Your ex-grandfather.
my ex-partner, I should say like that. He went to buy some painting. And then the shop was about to be closed. So the friend came with him to us to have some coffee. We were sitting at the restaurant. And my friends were always saying I was more darker. So I was more bullied when I was growing up than I was ugly. Because the friends that I had, they were more light skin. And I was so used to it. And they used to say that I should be chomped the head because the body was good. Now I have kids. I think still okay. But I think it was more better. And he didn't like that my friends kept on saying I was a Nigerian and I was too dark. And he actually said, I think she's the one that is more beautiful than everyone here. And then he said he would like to see me. I did shrink and freak out because he was very tall and you could see that he was very old. But one of my friends said, we can visit you. So she was older than me. We both went to Tlhuwe. He had a surgery and he lived in Tlhuwe, but he was from Poland. He was a Polish. So we went to Tlhuwe, and of course, he just treated us very well because we have our own room. He have his own room. But then it became a relationship. I was already pregnant, but that time I didn't know I was pregnant. It was the hardest relationship because I had to hide the pregnancy. I would shrink my stomach. But then also, he had so much money. He even built my home, which it was one of the things that was difficult to just walk away because he was older and we were very poor at home. We didn't even have a nice building. So he built and was giving my grandmother and my grandmother and grandfather money. They also accepted him. He was actually older than my grandmother and he was and my grandfather. The first time I went with him.
Like I said, your ex-grandfather.
Kind of. When I was walking with him, I always felt like I was looking like a gold digger, you know. I was so short, he was so tall.
In fact, that was my next question. Like, what do you say to the side of the room that feels that younger, especially black girls, with older, rich white men, gold digging? What do you say to that?
Right now, as matured as I am, I just say that there isn't a word that I know some people will argue with this, but there's no gold digger. I just feel like a man that says a woman is a gold digger is a man that cannot afford that woman. Because men can say that I don't want a woman who smokes, who doesn't drink. I want a woman who's like this, like that. A woman also can have preferences and say, I want a man that is rich and I don't care how old he is. So it's just, it's a matter of if you can afford the woman, you can, but if you can't, you can't. I wouldn't say it's gold digging. Yeah, because I wasn't gold digging, but the gold was coming to me. So
you dig? Is there not an awkwardness when you're watching a guy that old taking his clothes off?
When it doesn't look the same, especially down there, because, for example, the first one, and I would like to respect my ex-husband and not say so much,
sure.
You know. But the first one, it was a bit... you know when you see a potato and the potato have shrink and got more older and, you know, it was... it was like that. I would just say that.
But is it awkward or do you ease into it? Is it a case of you get used to this is where I am now? Or does it stay awkward?
It does stay awkward. Mm. I mean, because, for example, the oldest, the one that I couldn't kiss him and I didn't know if he could kiss because he was old and maybe I didn't have appetite as well. Mm. And some men, the more they get older, it doesn't stand up. Hence, I sell the herbs that I sell to help the standing because I have experience.
Yes.
So we didn't have any bedroom exciting or any sexual with him because it wasn't standing.
Ah, okay. So it never even turned into anything intimate.
We were fresh. It did. There were some performance, you know, to try to make it stand, but it have never stand. But he would have that excitement that he wished to try, but there was no penetration because it could not work. You know, it was just the hand and blah, blah, blah. The rest is history.
Relocating to a foreign land.
Yes.
So you're married to your husband, you will relocate to Finland. You start studying there. What are the language issues you're dealing with when you're relocating to a foreign land?
For me, it was not mostly about the language.
Yeah.
It was the fact that I didn't have privacy because the country speak different language from my language and English as well. Everything is written in Finnish. The bank account is in Finnish language. I want to apply for something is in Finnish language. So I didn't have privacy because my ex-husband have to go to my laptop or my phone. He have to.
So he was your translator.
Exactly. Yeah. He would have to do my banking things. He sees how much I have. Mm. Yeah, and I wish everyone who moved to a different country, you have to learn the language. Mm. It's very important, but although it was difficult.
How long did it take you to be fluent enough in Finnish to start getting your privacy?
I wouldn't say that I'm fluent right now, but I would say that 80%. Mm. Because I even studied in Finnish language. Mm. It took me 2 years and a half when I was studying for the language. Mm. And then when I was doing my degree for cooking, I was doing it in Finnish language. So I was still learning more and more. Mm. Eventually now, I think I'm okay.
But would you say being forced to study in Finnish helped you grasp the language faster?
Yes. And I wish that I didn't speak English because people who move, especially in Finland, and they don't speak English, they adapt easy and they learn the language more easier because they are forced.
Sure.
But for me, if I find a person, even still today, if you speak English, I first ask you, "Puhutko suomea?" So you speak Finnish or English? Mm. If you say English, I just speak English.
You switch back to English.
Yes. And also, I feel uncomfortable when I'm speaking to a Finnish person and I'm not pronouncing the words correctly and they start laughing, especially the young people. Mm. So I always want to speak the language that I'm more comfortable with, which is English. Yes.
So you're qualified as what, a chef? Or what?
Yes.
What's the degree that you got?
My degree is... I'm trying to think in English, what is it called? Because it's in Finnish language. Mm. But it includes restaurant management, waitressing, and cooking. The first 2 years, we were learning about customer service, managing a restaurant, and also waitressing. Mm. And then the last year, you choose which one you want to concentrate on and cooking, which I chose the cooking.
Sure.
But I qualified to be a restaurant manager. Mm. I qualified to be a waitress or to be a chef.
Sure.
So right now, I would just say I'm a chef.
Before we run out of time, let's talk cooking with Nonsi. What is that?
Cooking with Nonsi is a mix of everything.
Okay.
The word says cooking with Nonsi because when I first got on social media, I was just doing the cooking.
Sure.
And then after that, I started, there were people who were negative, especially about my tattoos.
Sure.
And I think in that time when I got on social media.
So people from where were?
South Africa.
Were body shaming you from South Africa?
Yes, because I was speaking in Zulu language.
Sure.
And I had more people actually from South Africa. I did have people who were watching even though they didn't understand. They just liked the personality. And people started saying that I was a Satanist. Mm. I remember in Lady's house, they said that I posted a picture and they said I was dirty in my neck because of the picture.
Sure.
And yeah, and I had to clarify that I wasn't dirty. Yeah. It's a tattoo.
It's ink.
And I also had to explain that why I had so much tattoos. Sure. And I'm a Christian. Even though I don't go to church, I even still pray. Mm. And my tattoo got nothing to do with who I am and with the beliefs that I have.
But also, your tattoos have nothing to do with anyone else but you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? There's a saying, if you don't like tattoos, don't get them.
True.
Anyway, that carry is on.
True. Yeah, and when I was doing my videos, I would have that negativity.
Sure.
And even till today, I'm a person who will call you out. Like, for example, if I'm on social media, someone asks me who you're dating, I immediately tell you that it's personal. I don't come on social media and ask you about your personal life.
Sure.
Don't come and tell me about my personal life. If I'm cooking and I took out my spoon in my drawer and I did not wipe it, it's because my drawer doesn't have cockroaches. I know it's clean and I'm going to put it there. So I used to call out those people while I was live, and my people started saying, Nonsi, can you give the advices after the video? So I started motivating. I even won an award for motivational speaker.
Where?
In South Africa.
Is it?
Yes. Wow. And I started motivating. And also I shared most of my upbringing and my past. I've been a survivor of maybe three different occasions of rape. Getting pregnant at a young age, I shared it, and yeah, and it got more and more, and I started sharing about the snow in Finland, living in Finland, and with the experience I have also with men. Then I got to the side of the bedroom, the adult.
Okay, so the other cooking.
Yes, the other cooking. Okay. And then I thought that if I only did the bedroom content, it was like I didn't want people to pursue me as a person who just does sex or sexual content. So I started mixing the profession I have, being a chef, and then the food, which it was very creative.
When did you realize that you are becoming internet famous? At what stage? Was there a point where you realized that, oh, flip, this train is running away now?
I think in 2021, because I started in 2020.
Sure.
And I think COVID did help me. Because during COVID, people were home and I'll put my camera. And then, yeah, I started seeing people sharing my videos and it was everywhere. And then the international, I think I just realized more this year that I was more international. Even though last year I was doing videos in English. Actually, I started last year seeing when I did just specifically the sexual content and I was using English. Last year, I opened a page in July, if I'm not mistaken. And within 6 months, I was on 1.2 million.
You?
No, in December last year. No, 2022 December until June, I was on 1.2 million within 6 months because I was using English.
Yes.
Then, yeah, some videos were 10 million views, 20 million views. Then I did say, yeah, it was freaking me out.
We're moving now.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So which is the video that you think started this fire?
I was in Turkey, and in Turkey they got buns that are very long, they are traditional. And I bought a sausage as well. It's a very hot sausage. I opened a hole in this roll, and then I took the sausage, and then I said, guys, here is a plug. When you are putting the
sausage in the bun.
Yes. You put it like this. That video went so, like, it blew up within 2 days. It was on 10 million in 2 days. I think that video made also more people want to know who I was and followed. And after that, I saw that I always take risk. Facebook didn't block that video. Instagram, I don't think I did put it on Instagram. It was just on Facebook. Then after that, I saw that I could play with food and mix it because Facebook did not block that video. So yeah, it did blow up.
Now, you are raised in a conservative society.
Yes.
You know, as much as we are out there,
yes,
we're also very conservative. We're also very religious. So what do you say to those who judge you for your content, especially the explicit content?
You know what's funny is that everyone does the bedroom. And I always don't understand when someone is freaking out when they are watching my videos because I'm talking about what we do. But I also do understand that in our community, it's something that is not talked about.
Sure.
And it makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And with the people that judge me, I always say at the end of the day, you are there and you are learning.
Mm-hmm.
And you are watching. So it doesn't matter. When I'm live, mm-hmm. and when I watch the comment,
mm-hmm.
if I answer you, then I will not think about it tomorrow. Oh, instead, yes. I'm thinking about making another video mm. that will make you uncomfortable, but you're going to watch because mm. you need it.
Mm.
And I've got so used to the negativity
sure.
that I actually enjoy it now. Mm. You know, I don't care. I just don't care about it.
Mm.
And my mom always say numbers don't lie.
Sure.
She doesn't approve of the content that I do.
Mm.
But at the same time, it is educational. And she always say, yeah, my child, you do what you want because numbers don't lie. If people are watching, it means they like it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So you also sell products. What products do you sell? Where do people buy those?
I actually even got for you, honey. I sell. I don't know if I should say penis enlargement. But
okay.
Yeah, I sell.
But do those things even work though?
People wouldn't be buying them if they
No, no. Work. Men will buy anything that they hope works. It's not that they work. Men are always chasing bigger, better, faster.
Yeah, I would say that before I even sell the product,
yeah.
first of all, when I started selling Impeyesu, it was sure. the first product I sold.
Mm.
I was sleeping in my bed. I saw one pastor complaining that men were too much on women with this Impeyesu thing.
Sure.
And I was like, what is Impeyesu?
Mm.
I went live on Facebook. They told me about Impeyesu, and I got a supplier at the same time.
Mm.
I asked for only 3 packets from the supplier.
Mm.
I knew a few guys that liked the bedroom, and I said, guys, please test this. As you say, men will buy and men will drink.
Mm.
They drank it, and they were like, please give me more.
Mm.
Then I knew it was working.
Yeah.
Then I added more products. There is Congo Dust, the one that you apply on your
sure.
thing.
Mm.
I was first skeptical and scared that it might maybe make some damage on
mm.
the thing.
Mm.
But I also did have some friends who were guys. They tested it, and they wanted to come back.
Mm.
So I think with business, if you sell something and people keeps coming back, it means it's working, you know?
Mm.
And then we have the enlargement. With the enlargement, men expect to have the size of Limpopo province mm. or the Nigerian.
Mm.
I'm sorry to use this one.
Or DRC.
Or DRC, I didn't know, yes. So I always say the enlargement doesn't give you the Nigerian size or the mm. bigger size, but it helps you when a man grows up, the cucumber shrinks.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps you to just bring it back up.
Okay.
And also if...
Okay, so it helps you grow back to
yes,
where
yes.
you once were.
Yes. And also it helps you with making it stronger.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay.
And also I would say this, the products are from Limpopo.
Mm.
And because Ufreshi is a man, you wouldn't know. In Limpopo, they have the biggest sizes compared to all South Africa.
Mm.
And if you hear about...
I'll take your word for it.
Are you from there?
No, no. As in, I need to. Maybe you've done the research.
Yeah, I've heard.
You heard from a friend.
Exactly.
Okay.
And in Limpopo, they do say traditionally that if you are visiting your grandparents,
mm.
they will put Impeyesu in the porridge
mm.
and not tell you. So as a man, you go home and then they put the Impeyesu and you eat. When you go to your wife, you have more spirits, but you don't know, you know.
Mm.
So it's something that have been traditional and it's been used long time ago.
Mm.
And some people did knew about Impeyesu, but I think I did put it more out there, especially in South Africa,
sure.
the way of my advertising for
mm.
it.
Mm.
So yeah, they does. I now have tea bags,
okay.
which I got for you. one is called Mulondo.
Okay.
It's 40 bags inside. You only drink one per week.
Mm.
It works almost the same as Impeyesu. So okay. it makes your libido high as a man.
Okay.
Yes, so okay. you don't do one round and sleep.
Mm.
Instead, you have that energy to do the round more.
And more and
yes,
more.
More and more. And then the Congo Dash is for you last longer
mm-hmm.
in the bed. You just apply a little bit on your thing.
Okay.
And then for the next 3 days, mm-hmm. once it's stand,
mm-hmm.
you're going to run maybe for an hour.
Yeah. Who has an hour nowadays, guys?
No. Fresh weight.
We've got things to do, guys. An hour.
And you guys say that, but we want the hour. You know,
like 1 hour later. I wonder if the geezer is off. Kind of what time are the kids coming out of school?
No, but the issue is the ladies don't come.
Sure.
And you need to be patient.
Mm.
Even with this hour, I always teach the men that no woman wants to be a horse. You're just running like an hour.
Mm.
You know, you can do 15 minutes.
Mm.
After that, you do the romance
sure.
more, and then you go back,
sure.
you know, until she's satisfied. Men, when they get on top of the woman, you're already thinking that you want to come.
Mm.
But the woman,
wants to relax and enjoy. So when you come, we don't come, but we don't say anything. We just sleep. Mm. So if you take a little bit longer, we relax more. And yeah, I think so.
Where do we find you online?
Just Cooking with Nozi. I am on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I am on Facebook.
Sure.
I am on YouTube. TikTok, sometimes and not sometimes, but it's all same handles. But the content is different.
Sure.
On Instagram, it's more classier, but it's still the same that I do.
Sure.
On Facebook, it's more long videos. I cook on Facebook, and also I motivate, and then I do the bedroom.
Are you making money from social media?
Yeah. On Instagram, right now I'm not making any money.
Okay.
But at the same time, I am building the brand and the connections.
And
you
on
know?
YouTube, surely you're 100,000 subscribers.
Yeah, I do get money on YouTube, and it's more living with Nonzi. You know, sure. I just from day to day I will make, and yeah, on Facebook is like an abusive boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
One time they restrict you don't get the money. Mm-hmm. One time I see the ad are playing, but also they. People who gift me just to support the content.
Sure.
So it's like that. For me, it's not more about money, it's the education and also to advertise the products that I sell.
Absolutely.
Yes, which they are doing very well.
Nonzi, we are out of time, but thank you so much for taking time to hang out with us. And hopefully your business will fly, it will rise and be solid. And will last a very, very long time.
Yes, and thank you so much for having me and for giving me this platform as well. Thank you so much. I hope you give more people. I heard you said 34, 35. Yeah, I was almost more the limit of the age.
Yes. Well, This Kid Really Kicks Ass is about under 35s that we believe the world needs to hear about or see. So yeah, man, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And so you brought me tea bags.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to try the tea bags and I'll give you guys a feedback next week. But if they really work, I might give you feedback tomorrow.
They will work.
Nonzi, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nonzi is about to leave the building. Check out Cooking with Nonzi across all social media. Hunters have teamed up with multi-award-winning African pop maverick Tresor and Jacquel Culture House once again for the Foster the Sound. The project, which was first initiated in 2022, aims at providing aspiring musicians with unprecedented opportunities for growth and success while embodying the spirit of Ukfosta, a celebration of perseverance, passion, and determination. So, this is an official call out to all musicians, artists, beatmakers, songwriters, singers, DJs, etc., essentially. Anyone with musical talent and who wants to take their career to the next level. During this April, Tresor's musical team will be listening to all the entries, and in May, Hunters and Jacquel Culture House will give the best entrants an opportunity to attend a once-in-a-lifetime masterclass. They'll also get to perform in front of a panel of some of the biggest entertainers in the country, artists like Musa Keys and Shekinah. Finalists will have the opportunity to undergo a one-on-one mentorship by Tresor and the guest mentors. The Foster the Sound talent search starts right now. So go to www.jacquelculturehouse.com to sign up. Brought to you by Hunters, the proudly South African cider that refreshes like nothing on earth.
This is
Wow!
What a week.
What a week. Celebrity guest.
Celebrity guest.
Our next guest was on a path to enter the technical world of IT. However, instead of generating a love for plain outfits and possibly an annoying laugh, she developed a voice and a talent that has brought joy and entertainment to people around the world. Here to talk about the journey she's on and possibly even her sins, please give a wild welcome to Nomlebo Zikote. How many people call you Nomlebo?
No, no, no. I think that's good to go to Kuluma, like Izulu, Gamanganja, Utinom Lebo.
ungathi nje yazi when isihlambo zothi nomsebo you know.
Oh wow. do I look that white?
Phela masikulelela region like you are so white.
Oh wow. Auckland.
New Peter January.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Grammy Award winner. Phela, we must never forget that.
Thank you.
Do you pinch yourself still, or are you at a point in your career where things happen and you feel like, but really it was going to happen?
No, I still do, believe me. I still cry sometimes. Like, nje umusa uNkulunkulu angenze yona uyisimanga.
Hallelujah.
And hey, yonke indlela yami ibingekhulula. Kodwa izinto uNkulunkulu angenzele zona angazi ukuthi ngathini. Nanamhlanje ngikakakholwa. Ngisake ngiphume nje ngithi kuthiwa yini Hall of Fame ngithi ngiyaphuma kwami ngithi hayibo. Naye ngibhekile iGrammy. So like I'm really grateful to God, honestly.
Where is the Grammy in the house?
Mangiphuma nje like mawungena kuphuka ama steps mase uhlangana nayo la ku Hall of Fame masungene kamera lami so mangiphuma mina ekamera lami ihlangana nayo nje.
The difference between me and you, ne?
Yes,
me,
yeah,
my Grammy,
yeah,
be at the gate.
Oh,
in a bulletproof glass.
I paso in charge kodwa onge
bayintshontshe. No, 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 it'll be in a bulletproof glass. We'll security and we'll even change the name of my estate to Quadrami. That's me. So you're a bigger man than I am.
No, but nangihlala khona I security is very tight. Oh, dangisazo icabanga leyo. Mhlambe ngizokwenza enye imali ngikhulise ngibeke gate. You know,
exactly.
I'll see.
Or have a Grammy shaped gate.
You understand? Exactly. No, ngizoyizama ukwenza lonto. Phela ukuba ne Grammy awakwandile bani. Bangakanani abantu abafisayo eAfrica nje yonkana ukuthi babe nayo. So to be the second one after the late Mam Maria Makeba, may he so rest in peace. Kuyangijabulisa kakhulu and namhlanje sesino Tyler naye onayo. Lalela, the girls are doing the most.
We're winning.
Lalela.
Now I know in other markets a Grammy is a life-changing thing.
Yes.
It might even change your paycheck that very year.
Yes.
Does it change anything for you?
Inshintshele izinto eziningi. Njengoba nawe nje ubona nje ukuthi mawuhlangana nami awusasho ukuthi nomcabazi kodwa kuphela usuthi the Grammy winner umcabazi kodwa. So nje honestly ingishintshele okuningi kakhulu nanokuthi nje ngiyoba khona nasemlandweni ukuthi kwakukhona nomcebo ngwayana owathola ilokho nje kugodwa ngingaphumi nasekhayeni mhlambe elitheni kodwa ngikwazile ukuthi ngempilo yami ngikwazi ukuzimisela ngigcine sengibe umuntu owine iGrammy. Okwemali impilo yami ishintshile kodwa akuyona i-focus yami ikho kangako khona even though ngiyazi ukuthi ngaphandle kwemali ngesize sikwazi ukuphila nayo sayidinga but nje engikujabulela kakhulu mina ukuthi ikwazi ukukhombisa nomunye umntwana osekhaya ukuthi it's possible nomcebo have done it now ungakwazi ukwenza so ilokho nje kungijabulisa kakhulu ukuthi it doesn't matter where you come from you just need to focus umuntu angabe ukuthi manje ufocusa mhlambe kuma drugs just because maybe you see ukuthi impilo yakhe ayihambi kahle then u decide ukuthi wenza ama drugs and all of these things ezenzakalayo ungakwazi ukuthi nawe ngelinye ilanga ubone umcebuzi kodwa.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now you spoke earlier on about how when you don't only just pinch yourself sometimes you even cry at how far you've
come. Correct. Yeah.
Tell us how far you've come, some of your challenges, whether it's from childhood or trying to get into the industry or being a very not appreciated backup singer. What are some of those challenges?
Oh my gosh, it wasn't easy at all. It wasn't easy. Remember, I've started way back, I think in 2003, if I'm not mistaken. So I've been a backup singer for more than 15 years before I can get that recognition. You can do this, you can sing. And I'm really, really, really grateful, thankful also to Uganyani for giving me that opportunity because if I can panga yena, baningi angabe namhlanje abangazi ezwe nomcebozo kodwa engabe namhlanje abangiphi because you know ku industry.
For those that don't know, which is the song you did with Uganyani?
Baba wethu semazulwini male phakanyiswa igama lakho
Umbuso wakho mawufike intando yakho mayenziwe mehlo amahombe sebengthunga ingqondo bathunga inhliziyo yami bathunga unembeza wami vela kusekholutho salusubuya salusubuya sazobuya salusu awuphela ngilekelele fethu salusubuya sazobuya awengeke iphese ngaka ovele wathi
ngeke fethu ubuzo mbheka kanjani umthetho wakho ngoba ngikhumbula umDM uthi nomcebo ngicela ukuba idate lakho or ubuzo be idate la mlabe kuphela ubuke kuzucule
oh you know all of lockdown I'd say please may be all of your dancers all of lockdown and you should just smile
lalela ngisazokufaka la
no it's fine
eringini ukuthi udance ngibona ukuthi khona ukudance uyakwazi ke kodwa
you know I'm over you now.
I'm disappointed.
And kodwa uyizwile ngoba ngikhiphela nje ukuthi over mina. Awizwa kahle. Awizwanga.
No, I'm done.
No, uyizwanga. Ngizokuculela kancane and ngiyazi ukuthi after ngiculela yona uzobuya back.
Let's hear it.
Izono zami ububi bami inkinga zami buhlungu bami baziwanga ungangitshela ukuthi ngomoko kabi nayo namanje.
I'm waiting.
Enokakabi nayo ingoma.
I'm waiting.
Ayengeke ofune kube nayo.
Who was supposed to send it?
Ayengeke ona uprofane ngizomshaya ungangitshetha ona ingoma o. Kwamele nje ngicela ukuthi nje mhlambe before ngihaba or ngeke ngihambe ungayidlalanga. Uzokwenza njani?
No, give me the copy and I'll play it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, uzokwenza njani ukukhululeka?
Mina I've been supporting you since.
Oh.
Since uganyana so.
Oh, yeah. Really, thank you so much. Bengazi ukuthi ungazi ngane zayikhatha zaganyana.
And unfortunately, because I couldn't get to be your dancer, all I could do is play the music. But anyway, we digress.
Yeah.
Backup singer. Yes. You're doing this for 15 years.
Yeah.
When do you realize that, no, man, now I can step forward and be the Beyonce?
Okay, what actually happened is that ngibekha abantu abaningi yabo late Fiso Ncwane, late Lundi, late Mam Deborah Fraser, late Zahara, so nabo Nhlanhla Ncinza womafikizolo. So ngalesikhathi ngihambe no Zahara siye eZimbabwe sahlangana no Ja Praiser. So we exchanged numbers no Ja Praiser, not because of futhi umashelana nje, we savele sa connect wathi yazi nomcebo uma ngizwe South Africa asihlanganeni, you know.
Sure.
Ngumgwelikhame. So besifonelana ke no Ja Praiser sibingelelana and all of that. So ngelinye ilanga wathi mina yazi nomcebo ngifuna ukuze South Africa and I want to do a song with uDJ nje oyiwani. Ubani ongicabanga ukuthi ngenza na ingoma. Nga pika uganyane reason being bengikhule ngimthanda uganyane and also bengikwi group. So kuleyo group leyo bekuno bengifaka uNtombi Ngcobo ngeke ngabhekha uNtombi Ngcobo as well. So like I was surprised ukuthi and then why uNtombi Ngcobo engifake kule group and le group inabantu ama serious and mina ngisase i backing singawe manje kanjani then. So ngicabanga ukuthi le ukungifaka nje lapho kwangisiza kakhulu, you know, because ngabe ke sengifonela uDJ Ganyane ngamtshela ukuthi oh my name is Nomcebo Zikode, I'm a backing singer for so and so, ngikuthola la group sikuse group eyi-1 le kaNtombi Ngcobo, kunomuntu ufuna ukusebenza nawe kanje kanje yena ngizomnikeza inumber zakho ngicela ukuthi ungamphoxi. He's well known, he's a big artist in Zimbabwe. Ngabahlanganisa kanjalo ke bahlangana weza ngapha Ja Praiser. So when they were in studio, Ja Praiser phoned me to say, you know what, I think we need a vocal a female voice, please come to studio. Ngasengeza ke studio mangifika lanelake ngame kasho ukuthi ngithi ngoba khona uganyani like ngimake sure ukuthi nazi ngi like
he must know
ehe ne ukuthi sengifikile hayi nangampela ke kashubisa kacula kaida bokudlala and ngaleso sikhathi leso ngangihamba nomnyeni wami who was also ngaleso sikhathi ubengiqhuquzela kakhulu ukuthi nomcebo you can do this sometimes noma ngifuna ukgive up but you know what ngoba wena usebenza emsebenzini wakho la usebenza khona namcela ungifake sengikhathele ntomculo because you know kunama challenges emculweni sometimes as a backing singer uzokuhlala nje uthola ukuthi akuna show the whole month then odlani kwenzakalani ngawo
exactly.
So
and some artists are very picky about the shows they do. So you end up not eating because when you are picky about shows you don't.
No, with me at the time I was not picky at all. I remember
I mean the guys you are packing.
Oh yes, they of course.
That this month I'm a diva.
Yes.
And when you must wait.
Oh, you understand. Mm. So bekungekholula kodwa because of there was a support system for ekhaya vele. Izinto zami ke kwenza ukuthi zabalule. So mangifika ke khona ke studio ke nomnyeni wami ngapha naye obedlala i role ukuba i-manager yami noma ube ngaleso sikhathi bengawazi kangako umculo even though ube khona abecoshile from ekhaya kube because uphuma ekhaya la mam Deborah Fraser uma wakhe so unaye ngakithi ngicula ngale ethi uyamuzwa bamuzwa umfazi wamishaya you understand so I ke ngacula ke kwa right usa wabuza kuganyana ukuthi but nomcebo lo music esiwenza manje awufani funny in a house sure. Do you think a house yona ungakwazi ukwenza and I was like you know what I've never done it before sure. But I really do believe in me like I've been in the industry for so many years now I don't think ikhona into engathi I can't do this sure. Just give me the beat we'll see then wanginikeza ama beat wangiphula kakhulu moya because ngahlala nama beats about if I'm not mistaken a month akasafoni manje singiyamfonela how puti kanti manje like you know athi you know what nomcebo ngifuna ukukunikeza isikhathi es enough sure. I want you to understand ukuthi lo muntu osebenza naye yena umfanyana nje but usebenza nomuntu like ohlonishwa kakhulu ku industry so you really need to give the best
sure.
Nangampela ke nami ngahlala nengoma ngiphali ngi scratch out ngithi no this one is not the one ngibuyisele so the day engibiza kwavesane nje kwabalula e studio ngathi 1212 ingoma ngayenza ngayiqeda even though the guy lo bekhona e studio why 90 ukuthi man nomcebo don't you think mara ukuthi mhlambe uculela phansi as phakamisa i voice
sure.
You know but uganyana was like no all right ecula kanje miyekele ecula kanje because you know with other people amanye ama challenges uma ngabe une bass aba feel ukuthi wena you can do it even noma kuma auditions amanye bese nokuhamba kunalento yokuthi mhlambe ufuneka ukule la uphinde news once wangafika ku range ethize then awusathathwanga kuma auditions
absolutely.
I so wish ukuthi bangay understand lento leyo ukuthi just because wena awona i first soprano or soprano etheni akusho ukuthi you can't make it in the industry akusho ukuthi you are not a good singer
in fact we were discussing we had Seal the other day she's a singer also obviously then we were talking about the fact that your voice being different is actually your superpower.
Ngiyajabula ukuthi
so if your voice stands out you must go that route because a lot of singers want to go the route that the other singers are taking.
That's correct.
Then nothing makes you stand out.
Nami shuthi angazi ngangiyiculela ngale yami indlela kodwa ngiyajabula ukuthi yena wang understand ukuthi emiyeke nje yamiyeke nje u right nje and kule yonto leyo yokungeka nginjalo ngiyakhumbula ukuthi kulo album yakhe ngisayikhumbula ukuthi ayibizwa ngani igama layo kodwa baqale benza i video ngomunye nje umfana bami abayipicki ngoma yakhe but with this song emazulwini it was picked by abantu nje ku Twitter they were like you know what
that's the song
shutani video ka ngoma and he came back to me to say ayi wena umcebo lalela I shutani video abantu bayithanda le ngoma
sure
yeah
and the rest is history
how
do you dump someone who you do backing vocals for or do you simply stop answering calls?
We mina ngaze ngadampa umuntu yazi ayi angaze ngadampa umuntu. Like mina ngisebenze na wonke umuntu.
Yeah.
Uma ngabe kukuthi sengithola enye opportunity kuba ikhona nje ukuthi oh yazi like akekho umuntu engihlukane naye sengixabene naye.
True.
Kuba ukuthi nje yazi ngiyabonga kakhulu ngeopportunity ongiphe yona kodwa sengithole engicabanga ukuthi mhlambe
there's a new door open.
Ehhene so ngicela ukuhamba. Bekuba ile yonto nje akekho umuntu engathi ngingaba nenkinga naye. Inkinga iqaleke manje ke nabese ngiyimele sengunomthabo sikhothe. Hayi kwaqaleke kwashuba kwangishubela.
With all the drama that you've been dealing with.
Yes.
Did you ever at any stage wish maybe I should have just been a backup singer?
No, no.
Yeah.
Angazi ngakufisa lokho. Instead ndibe ngisho ukuthi mara God wena kadunjani? Why God you gave me this talent knowing very well ukuthi kanti linama challenges amangaka.
Sure.
Kanti why God why you gave me this song in Jerusalem kanti nendaba engkhaka. We understand but I'm always also grateful because kukona konke lokho futhi akusikhona ukuthi ayizanga nobuhle. I've traveled the world.
Sure.
You've seen me like ako kuningi ngikwenzile ngifike mina abilunga bamhlophe bakhale mabe ngibona bangitshela izitori zabo ngokuhlukana ukuthi you know mina I was maybe hospitalized for maybe 2 years but today I'm healed all because of your song. Like thank you so much. You are amazing. Ngifike emazweni amanye it's hlambe abo first lady bakhale bengibona bethi what you've done we really grateful awenzelanga for South Africa kuphela but uwenzele
sure.
for iAfrica yonkana we proud of you so ke ngisho ngithi noma hlambe abanye bengangakuboni ngiwenzile kodwa bakhona bakubonile khune ngoma yami ethi kanti sono sami nilaphe emhlabeni noma kwenyukela indlela ibanzi ufisa ukegela kephuba bemazolweni ontsimtanami anukhalelani kobe khaya emazolweni bafumile leyo ngoma ngayicula
ngoba so what's that song about
leyo ngoma kokungishubele kakhulu so ngangifila nje ukuthi kunabantu la emhlabeni abase inkundleni eziphezulu abase itezi angathi baphethe umhlaba in a way aba angathi abavuma ukuthi mina lento yami yenzeke kodwa futhi at the back of my mind kwakhona into ethi hayibo man nomcebo ukhalelani because noma bengangavuma laba bala emhlabeni abafile ukuthi baphethe kodwa ekhaya emazulwini bavumile because noma bengathi wena bayakunyathela benzana kodwa ubaba ngasona sonke isikhathi he always opens doors for you onga understand now ukuthi leminyanga ivuleke kanjani but he always opened doors for me yeah
and he fights battles you're not even aware
oh, you understand ima impilo yami kanjalo ke ngikhala ngingalali ngikhali kodwa kugcine ngibona ukuthi hayi man mara nomcabo ukhalelani vele ngoba uNkulunkulu ukwenzele likhulu khohlwa ilaba abakwenzelo noma kubhlungu but libala yibona focus kulokho kuhle khohlwa lokho kumbi.
In fact, you speak of even first ladies talking about the inspiration of Jerusalem as a song.
Yes.
And how it carried not only the pride of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Jerusalem carried a lot of people through lockdown. It helped a lot of people on the planet relax, forget their problems, work together as teams.
Correct.
You were invited to the Ivory Coast by the First Lady.
Yes.
Tell us about that trip to the Ivory Coast and hanging out with the First Lady.
I've been going there, invited by the First Lady. So I don't know which trip you're talking about. The recent
the first one. The first one.
Oh my gosh, I actually cried. I can't say much. What's going on? I can't. But see, each one is going to call. Yes, I'm a gama wa shomi nguti nongebo. We're going to support you and we'll make sure nguti like you don't die poor. Into yenzile for umhlaba wonke ngendlela the way you represented us as Africans we're really proud nje amagama washo kumina ngafile ukuthi nomcebo wena nomcebo from Hammersdale ukwazi ukuthola amagama afana nalawa from Abu First Lady like wangenza ngaba strong wangenza ngaba strong kakhulu and ngifuna ukusho lokho ukuthi ngaphandle nje kweJerusalem kuphela abantu ngibaphe ixola moya wami angifuni ukukhohlwa lokho because baningi abasho ukuthi nomcebo you give us ixola moya wami sakola kunzima ngesikhathi seCovid abanye behanjelwe imndeni yabo but ngale ngoma ixola ngiyakhumbula even uPeltus mengibona yazi bevele angibambe angiqukule akhale because naye wahanjelwe ubaba wakhe and le ngoma ixola moya wami I don't know ukuthi biyenzani ngaphakathi kena whether ibumduduza kora nje ngiyangijabulisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu ke wangipha amandla okwazi ukucula ngiphinde ngikwazi ukuhlanganisa amagama the way ingidlele ngibhala ngakhona izingoma ngibhala izingoma in a way that zikwazi ukufinyelela ngaphakathi kumuntu kube khona izinto eziyenzayo it has been my dream ukuthi mangibhala ingoma kube ingoma ukuthi iyakwazi ukufinyelela kumuntu ikwazi ukushintsha impilo zabantu.
Now I know that this issue here in Jerusalem is still is being dealt with.
Yes.
And it's I know for a fact that your management don't like you talking about it. So we're not going to get into the Jerusalem mess up.
Yes.
But what's the one lesson you learned from that whole process?
Oh my gosh.
Just the one lesson.
I've learned, good to say this, so many. Ngifunda ukuthi never ever trust anyone. Lo muntu umthanda ngenhliziyo yakho yonke. Lo umthanda ngenhliziyo yakho yonke because mina labantu abangiphe ithuba ngiye ngabathanda kodwa bangiphoxile. Bangiphoxile. Ayi bangiphoxile. Ukuthi never trust anyone empilweni yakho. Ilokho nje ngikufundile. Ngoba angifuni ukuthi ngithi ngifunde ukuthi nomcebo you must read your contract. Ngoba ngifunda ukuthi noma ungayifundi contract yakho.
When they don't care, they don't care.
When they don't care, they don't care. If ever nibhalile kwi contract yenu ukuthi okay, ishare mu 50, share lo munye u 50, still usazothuthu uncenga uthi you know what? Thina besi agreeile ukuthi phela mina we lo noma kuthi 2 randi ke nginike noma kuthi 1 randi ke nginike but if they decide not to give you they won't give you ngiyabona khona sebengibhekile ukuthi hey cha I know but we still going to court so there's nothing much ngizoyisho around that because of that reason
and some only asking you that
yes
yeah but obviously like you're saying the lessons you've learned from that mess is it's grown you also I take it
is not to trust anyone empilweni and njoba ngisho nje ukuthi bengizothi mhlambe isifundo or lesson ebengizoyipha abanye abantu abaseze emculweni ukuthi read your contracts understand that the music industry is business you know ama lesson isifundo bengizothi into okumele bazazi lezo but at the same time kuyangihlula ngoba ngifunda ukuthi noma ungakwazi lokho hey go angaze obhejane or yini lana wa blinka nje kancane gone ama million ahambile ukuthi noma ungakwazi konke lokho they will always find a way mina ngiyakhumbula ngitshela ukuthi there is no money ngithi hayibo kanjani kuthiwa there is no money phela nomcebo imali ayikhona kudala kusekuse khona ama physical copy njengamanje njoba se download music kunama streams and all of that there is no money ngithi hayibo ngiyacela ngiyezwa nje kuthiwa ikhona imali yini kanti lesa signele if there is no money
exactly.
So mina ngi journey yami it was like that but angifuni ukugxila kakhulu kulokho yiloko nje ngizokusho ukuthi mina ngitshela ukuthi there is no money at all imali yayikhona kusathengiswa ama physical copy ama CD we understand only to find ukuthi yonke lento leyo ayikho kodwa kulungileke kulungile
and if not it will be fine.
Yeah, kuzoba right. Let's not dwell on that.
Before we wrap up and let you go.
Yes.
Every time we have a singer we play a game.
Yeah.
It's called the musical.
Okay.
So if your life was a musical.
Yeah.
So Nomcebo is a part of the musical.
Yeah.
What song takes you back to your childhood? So we're watching this musical on Netflix.
How am I?
Your childhood. What's that song that you used to sing a lot? Or that you used to play a lot?
Sure, maningi. Ngizongivumela ngikishiqhuqhuqhu.
Okay, yeah.
How am I? Ngiyelele ngihambe ngiye khaya ezulwini ngiyelele ngihambe ngiye khaya ezulwini tubale sekona sabela mngani wami kokukhona also abo ngangithanda no with the Hostin and I will always love you ngicela ungangishaye ukuthi ama lyrics wami aye better namanje ase better my darling so nje ngangithanda ukumemeza zonke lezi ngoma lezo nabo Brenda Fassie abo I'm your weekend, weekend special. Nabo, awama, yitsini konje ziningi oyingoma. Hayi kanjani ongishipho umshaka phela mina ongangi eyibo ngakipho umshaka ke mina kuqoboke. Mina nga usisi wami wayengibiza, mabonje makudansa somewhere kunabantu benza something. Wayechoma ngabe tsinina niyadlala nina ngisawulanda usisi womncane. And mangifika I didn't give a damn ukuthi khona ubani nginamahloni or yini. Kwakuvele ngihlihlisa wonke umuntu ngithi pum pum pum. Oh yeah, this is a time of shaka. Nani tshoma esenza esengaze ngayikhohle kodwa ke leyo ngiyakhumbula. Lalela, ngangibhale phansi ngisho nasem nganginebook lami lama notes, ngangibhale phansi ngiyazi njengoba ngiyokwenza zonke izinto ngithi pum pum pum. Yeah. Ngangishubisa. And we understand ukuthi abantu abadala ngaleso sikhathi omunye abanye babeyithanda into oyenzayo kodwa abanye babefila nje ukuthi we iyobanjwa kudeke lengane lena because if you remember Pumshaka kwakufequza zonke lezi but singangingane mina nganga understand ukuthi mhlambe khona into wrong. I was doing all of that because of uthando.
It was innocent,
you understand,
fangirling of a group.
It was just that
was the biggest pop group at the time.
Yes, mina ngangothanda kakhulu ngangibathanda abo lokhunjana abo band this girl Pumshaka man
Tembisiete
nabo lebu mathosa ngangikhalane shonile may his rest in peace as well. So ngakhula nje ngothando music ayibo ngimthandana uMambosi Mhlongo we like mina ngakhula nje ngutha uthe ayithi music nje mnandi ngangiyithanda ngangithanda yonke into nje ithi music ngangothanda kakhulu.
The musical, let's go to the teenagers.
Yeah,
what was the big song in your heart, in your mind
ma,
when you were a teenager?
The song nje ona ngangithanda zonke mina lezi ngoma lezi ovulindlela wemamkhosi vulindlela elumona wena mangobese yeunomona ngoba unanyana la unentombi zodwa yoyoyo kodwa bangafuni ngisukume onindlelise phansi.
No, no, for you to stand up, they must pay. Pela, this is not a free show, guys.
I got all for you, as I don't mind. Pela, already all a shake, all keep you with some figure lana. Why is the man in but at least I thought, oh.
We'll have a part two where you're all paying for it to stand and sing.
Okay.
Let's go to the years where you are now a backup singer.
Okay.
What's the song you miss backing?
Oh my God.
The most.
Inkinga uvele uwena uthi what's that one song? Kanti mina zivele zibe ningi.
Yeah, give us one or two. I will tell.
Guys, I'm sorry. Like
it's not personal.
It's not personal. Yeah. Ish. Everything may be rushing on me and everything may be too slow on me. I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going. I know where I'm going. Umthwalo womoya nesinda ngiyacela ndiphathise. Oya ndisinda. Oya ndisinda. Yo.
Yo.
Yabona no Zahara into sasicula esteji. Yazi emngcobeni wakhe ngangibukele ngibukela abantu ababhekhayo ngakhala.
That was you.
Ay ay.
Yo.
Ay kulungile awungeke yazi umculo uyaphilisa.
You have seen at least 5 people used to back depart this world. How do you deal with that kind of loss? Because those people are part of your journey. Those people built your career in a way.
I am this Nomcebo today because of Bona. Ngiyakhumbula uMamdiboro Fraser wengadlali. Wawulalela kahle ukuthi wacebo uthini? Wacebo, we understand abanye babantu abangikhruma bangenza ngiyilo Nomcebo nguye. Ngifika nje kuza Hara vele sengikhrumekile sengikeke.
Ready.
Sengiready. Oh, excuse me. Ukubabona
Eish, I won't say bishabalala ngoba umusic wabona namhlanje. Sisawudlala. Yes. Kubuhlungu kakhulu kodwa ke kungithuse ukuthi namhlanje sengizomhamba emhlabeni. Wayebonke labantu engisebenze nabo bahambile man. Ke kungiphathe kabuhlungu kodwa ke instead ukuthi mhlambe ngibalise ke ngifunde kubona indlela abayihambile bayiphila ngiyafunda ukuthi I'm not judging anyone kodwa ngikulwana nomcebo ukuthi ngiyaqophela makukhona okuhle kwenzayo ngiyakuthatha nami ngikusebenzisa mase futhi mangibona ukuthi okay lokhu kubi without judging you mase ngibona ukuthi eh lokhu sibanibana kumsebenzelanga nami ithi ngakusebenzisa ngikubeke ngapha so ilokho nje engikwenzayo ngifunda okuningi kubona njoba ngisho nje ukuthi bebe nawo amaphutha wabo kodwa mina ngithathe lokhu okuhle khona umuntu ozothi awu mhlambe why ucula igospel ungekho perfect mina ke ngithi ngokwami instead of judge umuntu funda i-message le akushiyela yona njengoba icula bangakanani abantu abazo because of umculo abawulalelile mhlambe wa Mam Deborah Fraser obaphilisile
and I think next time you must answer them that I sing gospel because I am not perfect I go to church because I'm not perfect don't think because I go to church I think I'm perfect
just because mina ngumfundisi akusho ukuthi ngiperfect
exactly
akekho umuntu perfect emhlabeni yikho ngathi xola umoya wami uyafisa ukwenza kahle owamhlaba kungehlule xola umoya wami uyafisa ukwenza kahle bilo le ayikho lula ngoba ngangitshela uNkulunkulu ukuthi xola umoya wami uyafisa ukwenza kahle kepho komhlaba kokholula akukholulo komhlaba ngasona sonke isikhathi sihlezi kusifisa ukwenza kahle there's no one who's perfect
absolutely we are still in the musical your wedding day what was the song
okay with me ngenze umshado wesintu kuphela angenza ngowesilungu so ngisazoyenza yonke le yanto
but you guys I'm sure had a song
oh my gosh uyazi ukuthi yipi komele uyazi ngoma ngenze no dira
yeah
uyayazi
yeah Sing for us. Let's hear it.
Niyayazi kodwa emakhaya lapha noma nikhohliwe. Ethi asinawo amamiliyoni kepha uthando lwethu lohlala luminjalo. Mina nawe sibuthwele ubunzima. Sikumnyama kubomvu sindawonye. So lengoma le kahle kahle ikhuluma lukhulu isho ukuthi because mina nomyeni wami sibuya kude impilo siyakwazi ukuhlupheka together be it not ukuhlupheka mhlambe ukuthi silale singadlile no singisho nje okwempilo ukulwa nempilo maningi ama challenges empilo ke so even nayo le nto yami yokucula besilwa naye so lengoma bengisho nje ukuthi sibthwalile umnzima sobabili singena wama million kunjani so iyona ngoma engicabanga ukuthi iyona ngoma okumele ngidlale emhlazane ngenze white wedding iyona ngoma okumele ngidlale ngoba ngempela sibthwalile umnzima kubanga lula asifikanga la sikhona today kodwa sifike ngokubambana nokuthembana because ngingibone nje kwamanye ama relationship abanayo le yanto yokubambana yokuthembana ayikho into ebaleke njengokuthi sisupportane ku relationship ubelievele kuyi talent ukuyiphupho lomuyo umuntu because ukubona kwamanye ama relationship khona le yanto ukuthi njengoba nje ulana uyothuma ufike ekhaya usuyashawa or usathola nokuhle kuthiwa buyapi beyibona lodwa leyo so mina ngiyitholanga lonto leyo umyeni wami ungisupportile noma kuthiwa ngihamba ubusuku bengisupport ube nami kusona sonke isikhathi ngiyazi ukuthi abanye banokungunderstand ukuthi manje ubani lo nomcebo obuthathabe mhlawumbe nomcebo okufuze ngabe mhlawumbe ngithanda umuntu abamaziyo bona o mhlawumbe ubani but ngisuka kude naye ngilangi khona all because of his support yakhe
why forever yena
hawema why forever yena yo I think forever yena ngoba mina ngenza isinqumo. Ngithatha I decision.
Sure.
Not because angihlangani nomunye ngikwazi kumbona ukuthi mhlambe muhle lona or ngikwazi kumbona ukuthi lo nemali eningi edlula umnyeni wami or muhle udlula umnyeni wami kodwa ngenze isinqumo. Ngi understand ukuthi lento le engithathile yokuthi ngithanda yena ibe yisinqumo kumina ngoba if ayibanga yisinqumo mhlambe ngabe bafika abanye abanemali mase kuyathatheka or bafika abanye abahle abamdlulayo ngoba bakhona vele abahle abamdlulayo mhlambe abanama six pack akanayo yena kodwa ngathatha isinqumo that's why noma kufika ini kodwa mina ngathatha isinqumo sokuthi lona ngifanaye ebubini nasebuhleni noma nje ngoba naye futhi ake ko perfect kodwa ngenza isinqumo
In closing,
yeah,
it's the end of the musical. It's your brand new single.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear your brand new single.
Izuno Zam.
Yes.
Oh, kwakumele ngithile ngoma. Akishuleki. Ngoba ithi izono zami ububi bami inkinga zami buhlungu bami baziwa nguwe. Iqhubeke ithi baba ngumboni phambi kwakho ngumoni oh keba wena wehluleki ngoba kehlulekanga kukona konke umnzima engidlule kubona kepha kahlulekanga I am not perfect
so
kepha kahlulekanga yimina lengoma ukuze nje ngiqambe studio ngangikubuhlungu engengikwazi ukuchaza ngilwiswa ngithengelwa ngisha abantu ko social media ukuthi abakhulume ngami uthi usavule kuleli page ungene kukhulunywa ngawe ukuthi ayilona nale voice yakhe ukuthi ayilone ukuthi ukuthi abantu akade bengithanda ukuthi sekushintshe phi kodwa ngabona ukuthi bantu bathengiwe lapha
Sure.
Mm. So kuningi kwenzakalile nabantu abangakwazi engeke ngize ngikwazi ngisho ukukhuluma la ngoba ngikomkhulu umbango so mangeyicula lengoma ngangisho ukuthi einkingeni zami ebuhlungwini bami kukona konke ngibeka yena uNkulunkulu phambili ngoba mina ngisibonile ngisengcupheni yokufa ngenxa nje yokuthi ngikhalela lokho kokwami ngazibona sengisengcupheni yokufa abantu bebone ngathi manje ngifuna ukubaphicha ngibaphuca abamiliyoni bafuna ukuthi badle mina ngilambe nabantwana bami kodwa ke kulungileke angisasekho lapho la sikhona ingoma iphumile ithi izono zami the support is amazing abantu bayayithanda kulaba ke abafika nomoya omubi angisakhulumi kakhulu sengivele ngithi block sengidila nabo kanjalo nje ngithi block because the song is amazing ufika kanjani wena ufika uthi uyizwa hayi they boy yilalela ingoma manje wothi ukhala minye busy so kulungile
sure
yilokho nje ngikakusho kulungile washo usifiso ncane wathi kulungile baba kulungile makuyintando yakhe kulungile
The train is moving no matter
what. Hayi kulungile. As long as mina kodwa ngizofa ngifele iqiniso. Because mina lengoma ngibhalila angithatha ama chance. Let me not go back there. Sengibuye ngisi kulokho nje. Hayi belu delete lo party. Indaba sengifuna yazi ukuthi ngiba too emotional makhuluma ngale zinto kodwa ke kulungile ingoma iphumile support ngeyibona abantu bayayithanda ingoma kakhuluma ungachecka nje nawe uzobona ku TikTok abantu bayayithanda ingoma ngalendlela isimanga so ngiyajabula
Sure.
Ngiyajabula kakhulu ukuthi abantu bangisupport and baningi baningi millions of people abathi nomcebo we behind you we going to support you we see what is happening we going to support you sizoma nawe ungalahli ithemba ngathi ngimangicula lengoma ngangaba nendaba ukuthi abantu bazongijudge ukuthi hawu wayini umcebo ethi izono zakhe ububi bakhe ubuhlungu bakhe. Angifuni ukukhombisa abantu emakhaya ukuthi you know what, nathi as much as we are celebrities, as much as nathi we you see us whether on Instagram or wherever si glow si bahle, we do go through such, and whenever we go through such siya lapha ya kuNkulunkulu siyoguqa kuyena sikhuleke. Akekho umunye ongakwazi ukuthi asilwele izimpi zethu, because who am I mina, ngubani mina, ngikwazi kwesinye isikhathi ngiyahluleka kepha nguqa kuyena ngikhuleke, ngithi inkosi awehluleka wehlulwa yilutho. So lengoma yami in a way beyungikhuleko to say awehluleki noma sekunjana wehluleki, ngimemeza wena. Ngicela ukuthi futhi ufike uyilalele ekhaya ongakwazi ukuyilalela, uzoyizwa ukuthi iqhamuka from ngaphakathi kumina, ngoba yeah kulungile.
I could listen to you talk the whole day.
Yebo.
And if we let you, you would talk the whole day.
That's correct.
So we have to cut it here.
Yes.
Where do people find you? Are you performing anywhere recently in the next couple of days, weeks, months?
Njengoba ngikhuluma nawe nje ngale weekend ngeThekwini.
Okay.
Kunje ziningi indawo ngiyakuzona Nkosi yami. NgeSwaziland. Inini Swaziland guys? Inga 7 kune Angola. Also I'm also going overseas. Ise Qatar, Brazil, like mina lalana ngibusisiwe mina. Unokusho umnyeni wami athi kodwa nomcebo ukhalelana because uNkulunkulu ubusisile. For me it really it's no longer about imali. It's no longer even about that, but it's about irecognition. Ukuthi ngelilanga ngiyafisa ukuthi mangihambe emhlabeni libe khona iqiniso ukuthi uNomcebo Zikode owaye owakhulela ehamba stele kuye ekhaleni futhi ehluphekayo ekhulisa uma wakhe yedwa kunzima wakwazi ukubhala ingoma enkulu kangaka. So ke kube buhlungu kumina ukubona abantu bengicindezela mhlawumbe bezothi hayi ayibhalanga le ngoma ayisukayo. You understand? Ngoba I recognition nje iyodwa iyangijabulisa ngalendlela eyisimanga. And not to say ngithi just because mhlawumbe nomcebo ufuna recognition sekusho ukuthi abantu abaruthi ku music industry cha, ngeke phela uzorenta ngani la ohlala khona, uzodlani, uzothenga ngani umozi, uzoyithenga ngani, you understand? Kuyahambelana, kuyahambelana. Kodwa nje sengisholo nje sengizama ukuchaza ukuthi kubalekile ukuthi irecognition umuntu ayithole mesebenzile njengoba nawe ngithema ngifika wathi Grammy winner no sembo.
And you must never apologize for the work you have done, especially when you have truth behind you.
Yes.
Why apologize for the work you have done?
Yeah,
please continue walking in your truth, continue inspiring people, continue inspiring little girls from Hammersdale.
So I will continue as hard as it is because yazi ukuthi kunzima kangakanani abantu emakhaya siya wadinga ama platform afana nalawa ukubafundisa bazi ngale zinto. Yey, iningi into iya kule industry abantu abangayazi emakhaya. Kulula ukuthi umuntu a comment or akhulume into angayazi, but mina nawe noma kungekuningi sikhulumile kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi uhleli lapho uyalazi iqiniso noma nje ungashilo lutho kumina ngoba you know what is happening la kodwa abantu emakhaya bazi.
And the truth never ever dies.
Liyohlezi nje limnjalo.
I'm going to stop you because we need to go, but
okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you.
Ngiyabonga, love you too.
And I will continue to scream your name from tall buildings and tall trees.
Thank you so much. Before ungidedela ngihambe, ngifuna ukuthi thank you so much to the world for supporting my talent, my music, my voice, everything. Thank you so much. It really means a lot to me. And namhlanje nomcebo zokuthi seni company yakhe emazulwini. Inhloso ingoba nami ngifuna ukuphakamisa i-talent elincane elizayo.
Sure.
And ngifuna ukuthi kukona konke lokho okwenziwe kumina ngingakwenzi kubona.
Sure.
You understand? Mina angikwazanga ukuthola ubulungiswa benzakalanga kumina kodwa kubona ngifuna ukuthi ngibaphe ubulungiswa.
Sure.
Ngifuna ukuthi ba understand ukuthi mabe sign a contract, may understand ukuthi yini contract, ba understand yonke into nje, ba understand futhi ukuthi music uyi business. So inhloso yami leyo kubona ngifisela inhlanhla kubona bonke abasayine andi company yami ukuthi nabo ngelanga baba ama Grammy winner nje ngibafisela konke okuhle Nkosi yami.
Absolutely.
Namhlanje as we speak omunye olapha kumina ecompanyini yami unominatewe, I don't know if ngingasho ukuthi unominatewe kuphi kuma Metro Awards, unominatewe ka-4 uSykes. So God is amazing. Ngiyafisa ngathi uNkulunkulu angangisiza ngihole ngokweqiniso konke engizokwenza, ngingadlali ngabantwana babantu.
Absolutely.
Ngiyafisa nje ukuthi uNkulunkulu angangisiza.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nomcebo Zikode is about to leave the building. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Many in the country have had to deal with what felt like a cyclone recently. Heavy rain, hectic winds, having to get to work, school or college in the cold. However, in between all that you are managing, spare a thought for people who might be having a really frustrating time. Please save some sympathy for the person who pushes the buttons to switch the power off and on for load shedding, because I'm sure it's coming back. They haven't had much to do for about 2 weeks now. So, dear Mr. Load Shedding Button Pusher, we're sorry that you've been unemployed for 2 weeks. Hope everyone stays dry and afloat, and hope all of you have a wow week ahead. Coming to you from AM Studios, we're part of the Africa Podcast Network. Pezulu Works do all of our cinematography. Artist The Flow Fraser does all of our imaging. Our guests today, Nonsikelelo Nxumalo and Nomcebo Zikode. Shout out to our creative producer, Kuvesh Mohan. Email us at waw@africapodcastnetwork.com. Till next week, have a wow week in spite of yourselves. We're out of here.